They only look at exactly what you said at the beginning of this podcast, bro. We don't like to let go of nobody. Doesn't matter who it is. Dude, they let go Jordan Lynch. He wasn't even on the squad, son. And people were like, oh, no.
It's the future.
Down and Distance
on WGNRadio.com.
Man, let me tell you something.
What?
Hey, bro. Down and Distance. We're back.
Where?
WGNRadio.com.
Who are you?
SD2 Mikes on Twitter.
Who am I?
And you? The man, the myth, the legend, Jared Payton. At Payton Sun, the sun in the sky.
Yes,
not
that
the
one.
Sun, the offspring.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That one. What's going on, man? What you thinking about? Bears?
Now, this is coming from somebody that's totally unbiased. You know it. Everybody that listens to Down to Distance knows it. I'm not a Bears fan. I live in Chicago, but I'm not a Bears fan. But the respect that I'm gaining for this general manager, the respect that I'm gaining for one Ryan Pace,
yes,
I can't even begin to talk about it. It's not about the moves, JP. How long have we been in Chicago and watched this organization continue to give money and keep players around as their talents continue to go down, get worse, become downgraded? They're not as effective on the field, but yet and still, they re-up contracts. They keep them around. They talk about presence in the locker room. They talk about leadership. Ryan Pace is identifying problems, identifying people that can't produce, and he's letting them go. Now, in the case of Matt Forte, by no means am I saying that he can no longer produce. That's not what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, but you were just giving kind of the background of the
city. But he's recognized, look, I'm going to give you this. This is the value I place on you. If you don't want it, we can't come to an agreement. We're going to have to let you go. Right now, close to $46 million. With the move of cutting Jermon Bushrod, they take a cap hit next year.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually they save, I believe, $4.4 million in cap space.
Close to like 4 or 5.
4 or 5?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Real good.
And even though he has close to $50 million in cap space going into free agency, he's still not going to be aggressive. He's going to make meticulous moves and be very shrewd with how he spends his money.
Okay, but that's the way that you have to go about business.
That's not the way they've always gone about business.
No, they haven't. They haven't gone about business, but it's been up and down when you look at how this organization has dealt with, especially free agency. The one thing that I like is that it's more about getting a player of value for a good price, and also you're getting a guy that's productive on the football field. Let's just say things were different this year with Pernell McPhee. I mean, you didn't go break the bank for him, but you got a guy that when he was on the football field and healthy, he
difference
was a difference maker, right? So you would just hope that hopefully that this next coming in year two with him, that he can stay healthy. He's a game changer. I like that. But some people are saying, that I listen to, are saying, why not, when you have all that money, why not go and get one stud and you probably still have money left over to be able to fix other things? My thing about that is you have so many issues. You don't just have one.
Glad you hit
issue.
That because I have one more wild thought.
Okay, go ahead.
If I'm Ryan Pace, I'm not done. This is my next move.
Oh,
it's not the tweet from Monday night.
Oh, that's where I thought you were going.
No, it's not the tweet from Monday night. A lot of people thought Martellus Bennett was tweeting that he was out of here. No, he was talking about something else that was going on in Hallis Hall. Calm down, Chicago Bear fans.
Well, you had me up in arms, dude.
I'm pumped up.
I'm on Twitter just tweeting out like, I think he's gone.
I pumped you up. I apologize for that. But this is the move that I think Bears fans might be upset about, but it might be the right move. And it's Buck Wild. I'm going to tell you right now, it's Buck Wild. When people hear this, they're going to say, you're out of your mind. Franchise Alshon Jeffrey and trade him.
For real? It's going to take me a second to process this. You might need to talk a little bit more so I can figure out.
Franchise him, trade him. Let me ask you a question. Are you winning with Alshon Jeffrey next year? Are you winning a Super Bowl?
No.
Are you winning a Super Bowl the following year with Alshon Jeffrey?
No.
And why are you giving him a long-term deal?
Because you want him to be
around. Why would you give a wide receiver that's off injured a long-term deal when you're not ready to win?
Listen.
What puts you in a position to win? Draft picks. I need options.
I mean, it makes sense.
Ryan Pace needs options.
Well, you already know the Bears are leery of, you know, they know the difference that Alshon Jeffrey makes for this Bears offense. But, yeah, you're right.
And do you really want to depend on Martellus Bennett, Kevin White, and Alshon Jeffrey? They're all.
Whoa. Bennett's not going to be here, though.
I think we both can agree on that.
Yeah, he's not going to be here, so take him out of the question. So now
I don't want both of my wide receivers having leg issues. Kevin White hasn't played a down.
He'll be all right.
I believe he'll be all right.
Alshon, to me, is more of a concern.
Dude, he's like the rooter to the tutor. Every muscle in his body is a problem.
Oh, man,
every muscle.
You're trying to sell
me. You can
at
least get a second and a fourth.
You're trying to sell me on this.
Second and a fourth for Alshon.
Listen, the only way, honestly, that you get better is you have to be able to get draft. You have to hit in the draft. And you have to make smart moves in free agency, whether it's a big splash or getting a bunch of the good value in maybe two guys or three, whatever it is that you can make happen. But
I can do it. I could take a Danny Trevathan right now. I'm not overspending for him. He's fresh off a Super Bowl, so you know that Guap is probably coming his way.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Wagner, he has a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Good money's probably coming his way.
So just sit back, though. Hold up. Just sit back and let's even – because with that, now you're really – you take out Alshon, and now you're depending on one Kevin White, which you don't know what's going to happen. But you are correct. The Bears aren't winning anytime soon, but the problem that they have, that I think that general managers and coaches have, is that there is a – if you start giving – you have something to build on. They already like what they have to build on, so why go and get something else? That's what they're scared about. I don't ever see them being able to do that and pull that trigger, though, Sean.
If Jay Cutler has say-so, Alshon will be here.
Oh, yeah.
If Ryan Pace is that dude, like we believe he is – it's a good chance he's not here.
Yeah, but you give him that – I mean, they want him here for next year. So you give him that franchise tag. That's good money. That's good guaranteed money for 1 year.
14.
And then it goes up 20%.
14.
But that franchise tag is key, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it key?
Yeah.
It's like if you – because if you didn't have it, man. Who do we have to thank for that, Reggie White?
As that
– back in the day?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, just thank you because it's RIP, one of the greats.
Having that franchise tag is like having that reverse in Uno when somebody's holding that draw four on the other end.
Or it's like that.
Or a skip.
A skip? Yeah. Or that respawn when you're on Call of Duty after you get shot up. And then you can just hit the button and come right back again.
Yeah.
So your game's not over. You're still playing, trying to figure out. Because there's some dudes, you think about Von Miller, right, in his situation. I mean, yeah, I put the franchise tag on him. But if you look at Demaryius Thomas, even and other guys, Prater, guys who they gave the franchise tag to, all those guys, their deals were done by the time camp came around. The Broncos are good at doing that. I just don't see the Bears being able to come to some type of agreement with Alshon and what he expects and what he thinks he should get to. But then that's one scary deal. Now you're playing on a one-year deal.
And you're always injured?
And if you're injured?
That's why you go find the sucker that wants to give him a long-term deal.
But I think people are leery out there as well. I mean, this is –
But there's a team out there that feels like they're right there. There's a Houston Texans out there.
Yeah. But I still feel like they're reading the Carfax. They know the Carfax. All you have to do is look at what he did. He was on the field when he was productive. When he wasn't, look at the issues why. I have a hard time. I love Alshon.
You use the Carfax to negotiate. right? So the Carfax maybe doesn't give you a second and a third. Maybe it gets you a second and a fifth.
I'd be so leery to spend money.
Maybe the Carfax gives you a second and a fifth instead of a second and a fourth.
Yeah. I get you, though. I mean, I see where you're coming from. It's.
I'm going to sell you on this. Marquise Wilson, he came along, did he not? He got better. He ended up being Jay's go-to guy at the end of the year. Out of the slot. Made clutch catches on third down, did he not?
You're going to have to keep giving me
If Kevin White becomes that guy we think he can become, if he's that explosive, stretch the field guy, it wasn't going to be Alshon.
No.
Not with these leg injuries.
No, but he.
So Kevin White was going to have to be that guy anyway. So if Kevin White becomes that stretch the field guy, and you go out in free agency, and you get another receiver that can be a two, not a one. You don't need a one. You need a two.
It'd be a different story.
And listen, you allow Kevin White to grow.
Because
you're growing a team. You're not trying to win the Super Bowl this year. You're growing a team. Does Alshon Jeffrey want to be here, franchised, growing and losing? And you know how much the locker room attitude means to Ryan Pace. You know this.
Yeah, but Alshon doesn't talk a lot.
Doesn't mean it make a difference. You don't have to talk. It can permeate from you without you talking. You've been in locker rooms. You know how that works.
It's mostly the loud
You know guys. How that works.
It's the talking.
It doesn't always have to be Nessa in the middle of the squabble. It's Shout out to Colin Kaepernick and Alden Smith.
I used to watch Nessa back in the day on Real World. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was back in my days. I was single back in those days.
Yeah. I don't know if she was worth my car getting dinged up, but hey, I'm just saying. But getting back to the Bears, I'm going to sell you on this, man.
I don't know.
I'm going to sell you on this.
I understand.
It's a new sheriff.
Yeah, it's a new sheriff.
Let go, man. Let go. Let go all these old guys. Forte is gone. That was the big one.
Yes,
because I think Bears fans are more connected to him than Alshon.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
It wouldn't be that tough to let Alshon Jeffrey go. Not for Bears fans.
No, they might be upset because. They would be upset.
No.
Yes,
no,
they
would.
No,
they won't.
Yes, they
now, this
would.
Is where we differ. No way.
Yeah, they would
no
be
way.
Upset. Yes, they would.
It's not a tug on the heart the same way.
It's not going to tug. No, it's not.
That's number one.
No, it's not going to tug on their hearts like Matt Forte. It's more of the here and now. Bears fans will be upset.
Okay, Bears fans need to be realistic about where they are here and now.
And I'm with you on that part. They have to be. If they don't, then if they're not, they're not being true.
So you're telling me that this guy brings you back a second and fourth round pick.
I don't know if he gets you that, though.
Second and fifth. He's getting you two picks.
Maybe second and fifth, but yeah, but I don't know about the fourth, though.
Okay, second and fifth.
Okay. I don't have a problem with – I'm just telling you, I'm all up for draft picks.
But listen, tell me why Bears fans would have a problem. I'm not understanding.
Because, man, I saw people yesterday – I only got a few tweets yesterday about Jamon Bushrod yesterday. I only got one tweet after – one that was like
he wasn't good. Starting.
I get it, but there was
Charles Leno beat him out,
bro. Listen,
Jay's brother,
Joe,
long lost cousin.
No, they don't even look the same. I got one tweet out of a bunch of tweets that were like, "Good, glad he's gone." Other than that, people were like, "Oh no!" So this must be. I'm telling you, not everybody is entrenched and understand. Of what the deal is. They only look at exactly what you said at the beginning of this podcast, bro. We don't like to let go of nobody. It doesn't matter who it is. You can let go, dude. They let go Jordan Lynch, who wasn't even on the squad, son. And people were like, oh no, not Jordan Lynch. I mean, give him a shot. Shout out to my boy Jordan Lynch. It's my guy. Respect him. But that's how we feel, right? We get so connected with all these guys that's what I'm saying. It's not the same tugging on my heart.
I'm going to have to throw Nate Dogg in there right there, right? Oh, no. People.
I'm just being real with you. I'm all with you on this one. I think I see where you're coming from. I mean, if you look at the situation and you've seen all my pressers, you understand where I come from. I said this is a 3 to 4 year process.
This is the thing. The Bears are fun to watch. It doesn't matter how many games they win.
Well, that's the
if they're watchable, their record says something different. But you can't tell me you didn't watch that team this year and say, you know what? Even though we lost games, I like watching this team.
I did. I enjoyed watching
them. I like the Kansas City comeback.
Yeah.
I like the win in San Diego.
Yeah.
I like the win on the road in St. Louis.
Yeah.
There were things that as a fan I could hold on to.
I enjoyed
and not
it.
Let go of the rope.
I enjoyed
it.
And
as long as they take the next step, which is not going to be the Super Bowl.
No.
That's not the next step.
Next step is building.
Absolutely.
So that's what
this team comes out next year, goes 7-9, 8-8. It's not a bad season.
All right. I need to ask the people, though, because I want you guys to hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on Twitter. Are you buying what Sean is selling right now?
And draft a tackle.
Alshon Jeffrey, Bears aren't going into a Super Bowl anytime soon. Would you be willing franchise tag Alshon Jeffrey?
And ship him out
for a second. And not, let's just say a fifth.
And if we're going to ship him, do it priority overnight. Much respect.
I want to know what people have to say. Hit us up on Twitter at DADpod or SD2Mikes at Sean. And then me, I'm like Peyton Sun, PAYT1SUN. I want to know what people have to say. This is going to be a good one. I can't wait to see what you, whatever the title is for this one. You always come up with something good. Picasso.
Chicago Parcel.
I got to go. Hit us up, man. Down the distance, always converting, as always, on WGNRadio.com.